Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the British English Podcast. Today's episode is a bite-sized one, and we have Harry with us to go through some conversation cards that I will talk to you about in more detail in a moment. But before we do, hello, Harry. How are you doing today?
Hello, Charlie. Hello, listeners. Very well, thank you. Yeah, feeling good. Just had a quick shower before this chat. I'm in the mood to record a podcast. Though I wanted to mention that I haven't been listening to podcasts recently, though I love them. I enjoy the format of podcasts. Got any recommendations?
There's a good one called the British English Podcast. No, there is one that we're going to be using a product of. I don't know if you meant to segue onto this so smoothly, but there's a podcast called The Diary of a CEO. And we're going to be talking about the product that they have. It's not sponsored. I just got them for Christmas. Stacey gave me them, these conversation cards, because we don't have any questions to ask each other now that we're 12 years into our relationship. Yeah, so it keeps the conversation flowing. We're all out. Yeah.
I can't think of anything to ask you.
What, you and me?
Yeah.
Is in our friendship.
I'm done. Question wise, I'm all out.
Okay, fair enough. Well, yeah. Glad that we have the cards as well as Stacey and I. But going back to podcast recommendations, I have appreciated one called Lex Friedman Podcast. It's quite highbrow. I don't know if you're looking for a silly one. I quite like. Actually, it's not silly, but it's very heartwarming. A podcast called The Moth, which is very emotive. It's very thought-provoking, perhaps. And yeah, it brings me to tears. I won't be shy to admit to you that it can bring me to tears. If I'm washing up, doing some thing that doesn't fit in the dishwasher, like a big pot, doing that, looking out occasionally to the garden, and I've got a tear in my eye.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
You're not just crying because you have to wash up for the fifth time that day. It's literally you've been brought to tears by the stories.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes my hot tap is scaldingly hot, and that also brings me to tears. But yeah. I can tell when it's the tap and when it's the podcast.
I burnt my mouth the other day on a cup of soup.
Oof.
Remember that this episode, just like every single other episode on this show, comes with a free worksheet where you get to see some of the best native expressions that come up in this very episode, along with definitions made for you, a non-native learner. I've even designed it so that you can play the podcast episode on the same page as the free worksheet. It's super user-friendly, so head over to thebritishenglishpodcast.com right now and check out the free podcast worksheets, or simply click on the link that says free podcast worksheets in the show notes of this episode.
We were given these new mugs, you know, with a thermal mug with a lid.
Right.
We were given them at work. And I was like, oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you. I'll try that out on one of the cuppa soups that are provided. And I took a sip. I was trying to kind of slurp a sip out of it. There's just a little hole in the top of the lid in the lid. And I took way too much into my mouth. And it hurts so. I had to go, I had to dribble it out onto the mug. Of course, it didn't go in because the lid was on. So I just dribbled this scalding hot soup onto the lid. And luckily, no one was around to see it. But my tongue was in bits after.
Wow.
They were really in
deadly
pain.
I'm glad that your company is providing you with cuppa soup to fuel your engagements on the telephone.
Yeah. No, it's good.
Is that free of charge? As many cup of soups as you want?
Oh, yeah. As many as you like. I mean,
unlimited supply.
It'd be weird to have more than one cup of soup on a shift, but you could.
Would your manager sort of spot it and just make eye contact with you to say, that's not cool?
Is that your third cup of soup, Harry? Yeah. I don't think they'd actually bring themselves to say you've had more than your allotted amount of cup of soup. There's an unwritten rule as to how much you can have.
You're dealing with a phone in and you're going through the flow chart and you're getting to a very serious question and then they like stop you. Get off that headset. Is that your third cup of soup?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, The Moth. I encourage you to check out The Moth. And I also listened to another one that is called No Stupid Questions. It's a psychology professor and an economics professor. And they're having a chat. Yeah.
That sounds interesting. Are they Americans?
They are Americans, yes.
They always are.
You will have to accept that they are American. But the but the British one that I wanted to talk about today is The Diary of a CEO. Do you know anything about the host of this show?
Yeah, it's the first time I came to know of this guy. I can't tell you his name. Don't remember his name. But I saw him on a chat show or a quiz show. I think he was on Would I Lie to You? A game show. It's not a quiz show or a chat show. It's a game show.
Yeah. Panel
show. We've definitely talked about that. A panel show. Exactly. Yeah. And he was on the panel. That's how I came to know of him. And then I learned that he was on Dragon's Den. The show where entrepreneurs go and try to get investment for their products. And then I heard about his podcast and I've watched the odd clip of him interviewing people like Jordan Peterson and Mia Khalifa, I think. The ex-porn star, now businesswoman / social media lady, influencer. Right. So yeah, I've seen him around, but I've never watched a whole episode. Would you recommend it?
I'm actually like you with this. I've mainly engaged with the clips on YouTube. He's got a channel called Diary of a CEO Clips, and it's all just these short bits. And that's really what I've got out of it, or like consumed of his show. But I did hear about these conversation cards and I was gifted them for Christmas. I think we should give them a go. And let me explain how it works. So there's a box of conversation cards, and they are broken into three categories or three levels, depending on the level of conversation and connection that you're looking for. Level one is warm up. Use these cards to initiate engaging conversations and break the ice. I think after having known each other, 14 years? 2009 we met. Around that,
about 14 years.
We probably need to break the ice a bit, don't we? Level two is open up. As you're ready to dive deeper and build stronger connections, use these questions to help open up and share on a deeper level. And then level three, the deep end. Dive in, embrace vulnerability, and experience a level of connection like never before. So I'm excited to get to level three with you, Harry. We're going to do one from each category and hopefully, as it said, get to a level of connection like never before.
Wow.
Ready for it?
Yeah, I'm ready. Sounds amazing.
Okay. I've gone through some of these, and one thing I would critique is that there are a lot of your most favorite thing. And I find those stressful. So if we see that, let's just change it to one that comes to mind first. Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, because superlatives are annoying. Sometimes you don't don't have a favorite or the best this, the best that, the worst this, the best cup of soup you've ever had. Like, come on.
Exactly. And then I feel like it's you're having to put on a performance and you're allowed to be judged by someone else. Say, oh, that's your best. Gosh, that's rubbish. It's not about that.
Is that all you've done? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I had a date and the girl was like, how many holidays do you go on a year? That was one of her questions. Awful. And I felt like I had to, she was like, because I go on lots of holidays and I got going on really nice holidays. So then I felt I had to sell the holiday, the kind of holidays that I've been on.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah. come on. Come on now.
Did you go on a second date with that one?
No.
There we go. All right. So level one, if you could be part of any brand or company, past or present, which would it be and why?
That's a really nice question, actually. I like that. I like
that. Okay, good.
Okay, one that comes to my mind, a brand that I like, is Oatly. Why is that funny?
Oh my God, I would have never guessed that you would say Oatly.
Are you Oatly.
The oat milk, or are you saying Oakley, the sunglasses?
No, Oatly, as in the oat milk brand.
Oh my God, I cannot wait to hear this answer. That is fantastic.
I like their branding, and I like their values. I think they seem like a company that values, you know, sustainability, but also kind of honesty. You know, they have a bit on the back of, I like the way they write about things. It's very informal, and they say things like the boring but important bits. They write in a kind of humorous way about important things or things that they consider important in the world of sustainability and making oat milk.
Nice. Okay. Well recovered.
So I like it.
You didn't have to recover it. I just found it incredibly random of all the companies you choose an oat milk company. But yeah, sustainability. You like the casualness of the branding and the visual of it. Okay.
I like the lettering they use. It kind of looks a bit like it was written on a typewriter. I like the font. I can imagine they're a fun group of guys and girls to work with.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
that's important.
I'm not saying that the ideas that I had in my mind are any better. They're probably more immature, but I thought of big companies that have like a lifestyle to go with it. I don't know if an oat milk company necessarily has a lifestyle attached to it. Do they?
I imagine so. I bet a lot of people that work for Oatly are vegans or, you know, people who have quite a healthy lifestyle and diet, I imagine.
Okay, yeah.
You know, people drink oat milk tend to have plant-based diets, don't they?
So do you reckon you'd have to drink oat milk to be able to work there?
I don't think so. I don't think you'd have to, but I think if you believe in the products that you're selling, that you're producing, then it's definitely, it'd be good for your career, right? And you're believing in products that you're, you know, promoting or whatever your job is. I think that would help. I think that's generally advisable, right?
Yeah. And I agree. Like lots of companies do this. Like, for example, when Stacey worked at Puma, she wasn't allowed to wear Adidas trainers. When she worked at Abercrombie and Fitch.
That seems weird.
Yeah. Well,
kind of a bit Nazism, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And that's why I'm surprised that you want to work for a company that requires you to drink oat milk. What if you wanted milk?
I don't think they do. I think
I thought in your imagination they do.
No, you've put those words in my mouth.
Are those words vegan?
What I said was it's probably beneficial for you to prosper in a job working for a company like Oatly if you like the products. I think that's important to work for a company. You're like, I like oat milk and I specifically like Oatly oat milk. So I think that would make sense. And if you like the way they promote their products, you know, the way they write about it and stuff, and you believe in it, and you think, oh, I can imagine myself writing something like this about Oatly, but in a different way, then you'd be like, okay, yeah, I could see myself working there. But yeah, I've always liked Oatly. I like the casualness to it all. Yeah, and I find that it's quite funny sometimes, the stuff they write. Like, I like the way that every carton's a little bit different. Whenever you get this, is a little something you can like cut out. I don't do it, but they put different things on the back of the cartons to engage you. And I think that's quite nice. And I think it tastes ruddy good, especially in a cup of tea. I love it. And whenever I tell people about Oatly and then they have it, like Matt, for example, He'd never had oat milk. Well, I don't know why you find this so amusing. It's weird.
Just because it's coming from conversations around you and trying to understand who you are to now be a full-on sponsorship of Oatly this episode. It's quite interesting.
No, but you asked me what brand would you want to work for? And I felt like whatever I would have chosen, it would have been highly amusing.
Well, okay. Example I was thinking of is Red Bull. And I don't even like the product. So I wouldn't
Red Bull
go on about how delicious the drink is and how energized I feel. But no, I'm just finding it amusing that you chose Oatly still. But yeah, Red Bull.
So you would go with Red Bull, would you? Even though you don't like the product or believe in it?
That was one of the first that I thought of because of, again, the lifestyle that I think people, when I was a graduate, that was quite attractive because it was a fun, energetic, new company that were throwing a lot of money at marketing, and people had very sort of out-of-the-box thinking towards the experiential part of that marketing. Like they were doing all sorts of things to try and raise brand awareness, and the offices were really cool. So the people that would work there are probably quite creative. So that would have been one. Now I wouldn't want to work there, obviously, but well, not obviously, but
why not now?
Because I'm not thirsty to be around eager people.
Right. Well, you should come and work for Oatly then. We're way more chilled out.
Yeah, maybe.
Just sit down, make yourself a brew with some Oatly, or definitely not Alpro. You don't have to drink oat milk, but it helps.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. That's where I don't think my career will flourish with Oatly, because I'm still a cow milk drinker.
Yeah. See, it helps to like the products for the company you choose to work for, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
If you're cow milk all day, every day, then you're a bit, and you're walking into Oatly, you probably feel a bit, you might feel guilty. You know, everyone's sitting around with their oat milks. You might feel like you're not one of the gang.
No. I would feel quite awkward, to be honest.
With your flask of cow's milk.
I mean, I'm not drinking cow's milk on its own. It goes in a coffee.
Yeah, but you'd have to conceal it. If you were bringing it into the office, you'd probably have to conceal it if you wanted to make your, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'd probably put it in an Oatly carton.
Oh, wow. You'd go to those lengths.
Yeah, if I'm working for Oatly, I'm disguising my hatred for the company's product.
Right. Oh, you hate Oatly.
I hate the oat milk taste in general.
Do you?
Okay. Yeah, it's too Fair sweet, enough. I think.
I love it. I love it.
But there we go, guys. I know that. We've broken the ice to find oat milk under it. It's a bite-sized episode, so we're going to actually go on to level 2 in the next bite-sized episode, and then probably level 3 in the following bite-sized episode. So we'll leave it here for now. Thank you very much for listening to the end of this episode. Thank you, Harry, for breaking the ice with
Sharing.
Me, at least.
You're welcome.
Okay, all right. We'll see you guys soon. All the best. Bye-bye.